Some funky, soulful music from Jerome Collins. The song is called You and Me. And joining us now, live on the telephone, is our friend Jerome Collins. Good morning, Jerome.
Morning. How are we doing?
Everything's great here. How are you?
Man, we're doing great. Just been working around the clock here, ready for this show. I'm super, super excited. But yeah, man, just been putting in the last few touches here.
Well, you got a funky band, Jerome.
Yeah, man. There's some players in here that enjoy playing and I enjoy singing with them. So yeah, this is going to be a fun time.
Well, who's the bass player?
Well, so the bass player in these actual tracks, these are studio musicians. Some of these bass players, we have some very special guests on that track right there. I have some of the guests from Tower of Power, from some of the players from Tower of Power. I have
nice.
Some of the players. I got some good players. Now those won't be the players that I'm coming to my that are gonna be playing in my show. But these were some members of the band that said, "Hey man, we'd love to join up with you and do some stuff." So I said, "All right, I've got some Tower of Power. I've got some players from the Roots on there. That's the Roots horn section. Yes, yeah, so it was a star-studded event."
Well, very cool. Now, Jerome, give us a little bit of your background. Where you're from,
okay.
Who you played with, all that kind of stuff.
All right, well, I'm Jerome Collins. I'm from Allentown, Pennsylvania. Born and raised, went to William Allen High School. After high school, I went on to Indiana University, where I studied music, continued to study music. I've had a record deal now between Warner Brothers for about 15, 16 years. Traveling the world, I've been to over 49 of the 51 states. We have been to 16 countries. I've gotten a chance to travel the world and do what I love, sing music. And I'm bringing a passion of my hometown with me. I'm a guy that truly loves where he's from, and I try to show my passion from the days of working on Soul Train with my parents, to going to doing all the things at college. So I've been so involved with music. I was in the Lion King for a while, playing the role of Simba. Now I've been traveling the world with my group, Straight No Chaser. So we're just fully immersed in music.
Now, this is an a cappella group.
Yes, sir.
Straight No Chaser.
Straight No Chaser was an a cappella group that started in 1996 on the campus of Indiana. We were just a bunch of guys that were looking to sing for food and girls. Higher calling could it be? It got bigger than we even imagined. We never knew that we were going to wake up one day and that video that went viral on YouTube in 2007, 2008, we were the most viewed video. President of Atlantic Records picked up the phone, says, "What are you all doing?" And said, "I want to get the band back together." So we all quit our day jobs, quit our regular lives. And came back, and the rest is still history. We are traveling the world and country. It's just a glorified fraternity reunion.
Wow. And how many folks join you on stage?
Well, Straight No Chaser, we are a 9-piece a cappella group. It's a lot of members. That's how we all started back then. There's three original members left from the group, 96, being myself and two other gentlemen are the original OGs. This is why I started the show. I love a cappella, love singing with my boys, but I miss the roots of music that I learned, and that's the Motown, and that's the classic soul. Those are the things that I grew up listening to, not to say that I'm not a fan of today's music. I'm just not the biggest fan of today's music. I think the music that I grew up on was music that you just can't replicate. It wasn't overproduction.
No, it's genuine, comes from the heart. Dripping with soul.
No auto tune. You get it. So I wanted to give a chance to show that where I came from, what the roots of music meant to me, and that means taking it back to where it all started. So I wouldn't be here as well as many artists today if it weren't for those that paved the way before us. The Marvin Gayes, the Al Greens. You could even go and you know, the Michael McDonald's, you know, Hall & Oates. I go through a wide range of music, and that's what we're going to do in this show.
Cool.
I'm going to show some versatility of the stuff that inspired me.
And in my notes, Jerome Collins takes the audience through electrifying renditions of these timeless hits from some of the world's most iconic musicians, of which you just named, and so many others, Stevie, Sam Cooke. And, well, I think it's really cool that these names and these artists will never be forgotten. The music is solid as rock, and hence the title. But rhythm and blues and soulful music is called that because that's where it hits you, and that's where you feel it.
Yeah, man, you got it. You should be. I might have to hire you to do my little intro, man. Because this is, you nailed on the head. This is music that, as they say, timeless. It is something that I can play this music 50 years from now, and it still would be something recognizable. People would want to get up and dance to it. It's not this overproduction. It's not these words you can't understand. These are men and women giving their heart and soul and telling their life and stories through music. You know, and it's real. It's genuine. It's authentic. And I just thought that, you know, there are shows out there that do touch on, you know, this music. Now we're going to celebrate it. We're not just going to sing. I'm not singing at you. I'm singing with you. This is the show that if you feel like getting up, you feel like dancing, you feel like it taking you back, you do that. This is what it's all about. I don't, you know, this is your daddy, this is your mommy and daddy's music, you know, that I happen to understand is still, to me, the greatest music ever written. If it weren't for these music and these artists, the music that we hear today wouldn't even be able to be listened to or like, you know, so I just wanted to give a little props to the artists that came before me that inspired me and artists to become singers.
And Jerome Collins is going to be at Daryl's house Thursday night. It's an 8 o'clock show. Jerome, how many pieces are in the band?
Okay, so I've got me a drummer. I got me a bass player. I got a lead guitarist. I got a keyboardist. I've got some other tricks up my sleeve, but yeah, it's only going to be a 4 or 5 piece band. But it's believe me, when they come out, it's going to be funky. You know, look, ironic is that one of my favorite artists is Hall & Oates. Some of Hall & Oates for a while, I have a list of white artists that I had no idea they were white until I saw them on TV. And Daryl Hall and Hall & Oates was one of them. I mean, from Sarah Smile, I can't go for that. I mean, I there's so many classic timeless hits. So the guys say, all I'm doing is my dressing room show. So when I'm getting ready for a show, this is the type of music I'm playing to get ready for. I'm playing some of these classic, as some people say, it's yacht rock music. But I'm talking some of the most soulful singers, Kenny Loggins, Michael McDonald, some of these soul artists. I had no idea. Bobby Caldwell. I said, wait, they're white? And just to show you that it didn't matter your color. It mattered about how you felt about the soul in the music. And their boys had soul. You know, so yeah, I'm just super excited to be able to put this show on and to be in the house of one of the iconic artists I grew up listening to. Mm. So it's kind of like a pinch yourself moment that, you know, full circle that I'm getting a chance to perform in the house of some of the legends that I love.
Yeah, well, Daryl's house is a great venue. They have screens all over, so the folks who are sitting and eating and hanging out have a great view no matter what, whether it's dead on at the musicians. If they turn to talk to someone, there's still a screen they can see. The food is delicious and the sound is impeccable. So Jerome,
I can't wait.
Yeah, knock them dead, my friend.
Thank you so much, man. I look forward to it. And y'all get ready for a show now. Get ready to, but yeah, you might have to, this one, you ain't going to stay seated. I show you where the exits are and that's it. After that, you can roam this plane.
Well, Jerome Collins, thanks a lot for taking the time and chatting with us this morning. We wish you nothing but great success. Knock 'em dead on your solo shows and also with Straight No Chaser. And we look forward to checking in with you in the future.
Thank you so very much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. That was our friend Jerome Collins. Don't miss out. Thursday night, 8 o'clock, Daryl's House in Pauling, darylshouseclub.com for tickets and further information. We'll be right back with more musical diversity after this.
This is Dr. Jeff Villalmo.
And Dr. Maureen Villalmo. And I'd like to tell you about a new service that I am offering as an adjunct to our dental practice.
It's called Harmony Nutrition.
Diet and nutrition are absolutely critical to our health.